1975. We are going to be interviewing Harry McCartney of Atwood Street of Millington, Michigan. We're going to find out about the town's past history and what he did as a child and what it was like way back then.
Uncle Harry, what kind of games did you play when you was a child?
Oh, we used to play Drop the Hanky and Crack the Whip.
Crack the Whip, what's that?
Well, we used to take a hold of hands, go around in a circle. And the one that was ahead, I would not lose hands, then go around this one and back and around this one, and then we, when we got to the end, then we'd go fast. And there were other one on the end there, he'd go tumbling.
It's all to get out of fun. what did your dad do for a living? What did
my
he
dad?
Do?
Well, my dad, he farmed it before he married my mother. And the boys, they come up there one time on the farm where Bell and I was born, and he was plowing, and they took his plow, purple trees off the plow, and took the plow up on the straw stack, on the wheat stack. When he got up there, why, his plow was way up on the wheat stack, and that's now before he's married. And then he had to take the lines out of his harness, climb the wheat stack, put it on the plow, and let the plow down and hand over hand down on the ground.
Why did they do that?
They done it for Halloween in one thing or another.
Just a joke.
Just a joke. Well, then after he married my mother came from Germany. She's Pennsylvania Dutch. By then they was Bell and myself and John was when Ma died. And she died when she was 29 years old.
Well, that is young. What'd she die of?
Pneumonia.
Oh.
And I can remember it just well as it was yesterday. Then we played blind man's buff, blind one another, and then we we'd draw a donkey on the wall or something and try to pin a tail on him. And you're blindfolded. They turn you around about three times. And then we played Snap the Whip, and we played Snap and Catch 'em.
Snap and Catch 'em.
Yeah, there's three of them standing in the middle here, and then they choose somebody, and you run around them there, and there was one that you catch, why, then they're it, and you kiss them.
I bet you like to play that game.
Yeah, we did. But you know, for all I ever done, I come out to Dad when Dad was 50 years old. I worked in Vassar. He come out there and some girl caught me by my coattail there. And that's when they had just a little slit behind there. And it tore my coattail right around to the seam. I had Aunt Carrie Cole fix that coattail.
Well, mostly, I think,
children
went barefoot.
Oh, barefoot, yeah.
You didn't have shoes.
Yeah, I didn't have no shoes.
Didn't have any shoes.
Oh, no.
You usually had one pair, Carol.
When my mother died, my dad buried a suit for me from one of the Paulson boys. And John had pneumonia at the same time. We only had that little house there, South Juniata there, the same house is there yet. That's a year ago. I've got a picture of it out there in the back room.
Good. Maybe I'd like to look at it.
I've got a picture of when I was small.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. I'll get it.
Oh, well, we'll get a little bit later.
Okay.
What did you do for a living before you got married?
I farmed it.
How many acres did you have?
I didn't have no acres at all. I worked out by the month.
Oh, I see. How'd you meet Aunt Fern?
Well, I met her to a hard time party. And I took a girl from Juniata. Well, I ain't going to give no name, but I took a girl from Juniata, and the girls, we went to her grandmother's across the road from her place. Well, some of the Titsworth girls says, "Let's play Cy Winkle." So we run and got into a chair. And there was a Titsworth girl got behind me. Well, Sly Winkle, who just winked it across the room, and if that girl over there is an empty chair, see, if she'd wink at you, why, you had to, but they always grab you, but they stand up behind the chair. And they put their hand on the shoulder and hang on to you so they'll get rid of you. And she wouldn't want to play, you know. She didn't want to play. Well, come supper time, so I played right along, and there was a neighbor over there. She claimed she had a headache, and they kept feeding her aspirin tablets. So when it come supper time, I all had on one plate, and she sat in a rocking chair, a girl I fetched from Juniata, and well, I took Goldie with me when we went. And that was my half-sister, Goldie. And I went to Juniata and got her, and I came back and got Goldie, and we went over to the party. Well, anyway, we got there, and come supper time, there was a couple that we used to, well, we did after we met, but anyway, Clyde Mapes and Helen Devenport, they wasn't married, and there wasn't chairs enough in the room to sit, so we sat down on the floor, and I sat right next to my girl's chair here, rocking chair, and I kept taking stuff off my plate and eating it, and I'd give held it up here for her, and she didn't want none to eat, so Fern, she come along, and she sat right down between, right next to me and Clyde Mapes. Well, that was all a hard time party.
What was a hard time party?
Well, you dressed up in the oldest clothes that you could find.
Oh, that's...
You might have overalls on.
Oh.
There was a fellow there that he was married, but some of the people that knew him, he'd always say, "Don't tell nobody that I'm married." He was a Sherman boy. Well, anyway,
times haven't changed.
when the party broke up, why, I had my horse in her dad's barn over there. They lived across the road, so. Well, I had to go home, she had to go home, so I walked along with her over there, and I got my horse and I went back. I went in before I went and got my horse. I asked her if she was ready to go home. She said, "I don't know if you want me to go." "Oh, yes," I said, "sure I want you to go, because I fetched you here. And I'm going to take you home if I have to tell you behind."
She sounded like a sourpuss.
So, well, it was probably, Goldie was about the same age of Fern. And I think on a Sunday, or anyway, she called Fern. Well, I don't know how it was, but John and I went over to Tisler's one time. And they lived right next to Fern's folks. I didn't know Fern them at all. And they wasn't there, so we went down to Calvin's, to her folks. I don't know where she was, probably up to Devonport, because her and Helen used to go quite a lot. And we stayed there, and I think we stayed there for dinner. John and I was just driving around, and so we come back, and well, that's about the way. And about a couple of weeks after that, Fern, I guess, called Goldie, and asked about me, and so I thought, well, I'd go over. So I went over, and I kept right on going.
You were still working out on farms all this time?
I worked out on farms until... I worked on farms until I was 21 years old, the dad's. And I had $114 coming beside the interest from my granddad Kelly. My mother had died. My granddad then had died. My grandmother died, Kelly. And that mother's share was $314 apiece for us three kids. So when Belle come of age, she got her money and the interest. When I come of age, I bought a buzz rig.
A what?
A buzz rig, a buzz wood.
Oh.
And
that was your fuel.
That was my 60 cents an hour and furnished my own gasoline. But my dad and I went together, I'm told. Well, it got to monkeying, and John, we had an inspector from Saginaw, was an international engine. You could hook a team onto it, and the saw and everything was all mounted. You could drive right along if you wanted to, and keep a sawing all the time. And
the horses pull the saw?
The horses pull the wagon. This run by a motor.
Oh.
Had great big wheels. Oh, they stood about that high.
Was that about 3 feet?
About 3 feet. They, that was mounted on this here four-wheel iron wagon. And we used to draw the place. And then you take your horses off and put them in the barn. And crank up your motor, and we started buzzing one time when 10 below zero, and the water froze in our motor before it circulated, so we had to quit. And so we come home with it, and we then it run a while, and then it stopped. We had an inspector from Saginaw, that where it come from, and John, there was a pump on there that pumped your gas up from your tank, and there was a round ball that sat right in this socket here, and there was a cover that screwed on there. Well, this here, when that engine got to running, going that way, it rolled that ball out of its place. It wouldn't pump it up in the mixture and then run back, see? Mm-hmm. Would run back in the tank and then the motor stopped. He filed that all off so that ball would just raise up a little bit. Never had more trouble. So I sold the thing back to Dad, and I went to Pontiac and worked in the DUR freight shed down there.
The DUR freight shed?
Yeah.
Was that the name of the company? Or?
Yep, that's a DUR. That's a trolley car that they used to have on the DUR. You take a, well, it used to be, I took a train from here, Millington, and went down to Oxford. And then I got off my car there, and I asked them when the train going up to Pontiac. They said it wouldn't be at 6 o'clock at night. So I went over and took it in the Urban.
About what year was this?
Well, that's when I was 21 years old. Well, that would be, I was 21. Well, I can take 21 from 85, you figure it up.
You're 85 now?
I'm 85 then.
Wow. I thought maybe it's only about 80.
Well, I'm older than John. Hmm. I'm 4 years older than John.
Well, that's right, too. Well, how much did you get paid working at this freight station?
I got $45 a month.
$45 a month?
Yeah.
Now, how did you have to pay your expenses out of that?
Yeah, I paid Uncle John McCartney $1.50 a week on my board and washing.
Somebody made out like a bandit, I don't know who.
But I got homesick.
You got homesick.
And I come home, and I hired out to my dad for $100 for a season.
A season? How long is the season?
That's all summer.
Oh. And what did you do work?
I come home and I took my money and I bought a horse out here to Millington.
A work horse or?
No, driving horse.
Driving.
And I kept him till he's 32 years old.
The horse?
Yes. Ma, she called the chemical wagon to come get him. He went blind. I had him when I was out here on the farm. And he was a mover. He was a go-getter. And he wasn't very big. Weighed about 10-30. And then I bought his half-brother after I went farming.
What was farming like? Did you do it all with horses or did you have
tractors? No, never had a tractor.
Never
had a tractor. I've done it all by horses.
Horses and hand power.
A lot of hand power. Well, what kind of equipment did you use to plant with?
Drill.
Now this was drawn by horse, huh?
Yeah. And you plant potatoes by hand, and after a while we dug them by hand, and her and I, we dug 125 bushels and picked them up in one day. And Margie was just a small baby. And then I finally got a potato digger. That's drawn by horses. Everything was drawn by horses. When I had my sale out here in 45, I had two teams.
Well, when did you get your first car?
I got that in 19... Let's see. We moved down there. We married in 14. We worked for George Hensley in 1915. We married in December of 14. We worked for George Hensley that next year. That next year we went farming on John's place. And the next year I bought a horse. The next year, after we lived with Art Pierre, after I worked for George Hensley, that winter, we moved in with a kid younger than me. He was a bachelor. And I had one cow and he had two. And we scum our milk, and he took 2/3 of the cream. I got 1/3, and I paid 2/3 of the groceries, and he paid 1/3. And we lived there till spring. Then he said, what'll you give me for a horse? Well, my dad bought this horse, bought it, him and a mate to him out here in town for $150. Well,
back
my
then,
dad,
was that a lot of money?
Huh?
Back then, was that a lot of money for a pair of horses?
No, that was cheap. That and but before, well, I was 20 years old, and John and I was drawing poles off in the 40 up there, and we had 4 mares, and they had 4 colts. And Dad said, if you stay to home till you're 21 years old, I'll give you a team. I'll give you a pair of horses. Well, these colts was 2 years old coming, there's coming 2. And we had an old mare named Flora. And I broke one colt along with her. After I got that one pretty well broke, I broke it single. Broke single. Well, then I said to Dad, I said, the bay mare's colts, that one's rangy and the other one is blocky. I said, what's the matter about me taking one of the white-faced mare's colts? He said, don't make any difference, I'm going to sell them. So I mated the pair mares up. They wasn't in color, but they was in size. So I broke the team. And I had them, and I... And there was a sexton from Mayville. Come down there. And he says, have you gotten any horses to sell? Yeah, Dad said, I got a pair of colts. They ain't broke yet. Well, then there's a pair of colts there that is broke, that the boy, I told him he could have them when he's 21, but I wasn't 21 yet. I wasn't only 19, I said, coming 20, when these colts were born, and I broke them. But I wasn't 21 yet. He said, what'll you take for them? There's broke. So John and I had the other team, and the mothers to these schools drawing poles from the other farm up there on the corner across from the Rhinus place. And John said, I'll bet Dad will sell you horses. And all I said, he hadn't butter. When we coming back with a load of poles, we seen my colts going down the road, and he was leading them. And that man led him to Mayville. He sold my team for $285.
Made off pretty good then.
Well, then he turns around and goes out here to Millington and buys the team for $150. When I worked for my dad till I was 21 years old, that fall, Dad says, I'll give you $1 a day to help me finish the potatoes. Well, I bought my own clothes. After staying there till I was 21 years old, I bought my own clothes for offering $1 a day to my dad. My dad's dead now. But anyway, I bought my own clothes, and then I took that money and I went up here to Millington, and no, I didn't either. I said to Dad, I said, I'd like my money now. So I bought that horse, a meat, to my driving horse. So I groomed for him. I gave him $125 for that horse. Hodges come down from Mayville to run a nursery up there and bought the mate to that for $150. He ought to give $150 to the team. I give him $125, my dad, for one, and Hodge give him $150 for one.
Made off pretty good with that.
Well, now, I don't think Dad made anything by it. So, there I was. Well, then, we went farming. My boss over there, where I worked for George Hintze, when we first started, my dad was going to Pontiac, to truck, and with Uncle John. And he wanted me to rent the farm. Well, we rented the farm. We had everything, I bought everything of Dad's there. And gosh, he only sold me 50 bushels of oats for seed and feed. So, finally, he said one time, while we was married, we lived in the front part of the house, and we didn't have nothing to keep house with. I had to go to Juniata, George Cannondale's, and buy a salt and pepper shaker. I'll never forget that. But anyway, that. I think it was 1917 when I bought that car.
First car. What kind was it?
Ford.
A Ford.
Yeah, runabout. Just two passengers.
What year was that? Was that a new one or a used one?
No, that was a used one. A young boy bought it, and he had to go to the army. Dave Evans took it back, and I went out there to see what he had. Earl Hall took me out, and that was my neighbor over there, took me out there, and he said, I've got a nice one up there. It was a 1918. Yeah, 1918. And so I bought the car. He said, you take it. He had it. He didn't have it in his garage or anything. He had it up in his barn where he lived. So he backed it out. Well, I never drove a car. My dad had an old Model F. He had to crank it on the side.
On the side?
Yeah. We started from Mayville with it, blew the muffler, and boy, you could hear it for miles. And we went on to Mayville with it, but all the time my dad had that thing. It cost us about 50 cents a mile for every mile we went.
That was
that was a chain drive. The first one I ever seen was buggy wheels onto it. First automobile.
I think the most historical part is where Marlon was done on the foster place.
Oh, yeah, that. Well, anyway, we went farming. I told you about the car. And we went farming, and I bought this horse from Art Pier after we lived there all winter. And I said, he said, Harry, he said, I'll give you $5 if you can sell that horse. Well, that was a horse that my dad had bought all the team $150. So I said, I'll see what I can do, Art. So I finally talked with Fern there, and gosh, I said, he's got a cold, he's going to break right away. I said, I'll ask him if he'd take $80. Said he'd give me, if I buy it. So I said, "Art, I believe I've sold your horse." He said, "Okay. Where, who to?" I said, "To me." I said, "If you'll take my note." Crazy dog. I said, "You said you'd give me $5 if I sell it to anybody." So I said, "Wouldn't make any difference." I said, "You only get $80 out of it anyway." "Yeah," he said, "I'll take your note if your dad will back it." Okay. So we went down to Dad. Dad, he made out a note. I signed it, and he signed it.